Somebody get me your boss now or I start shooting!
The four men in the speedboat concentrated on the dig members in the shallows near the cliff. All of the men had their backs to Anya as she treaded water and weighed her options. She had no doubt that violence was coming. She'd been around enough of it to recognize the signs. Since she'd found the missing piece of Joan of Arc's sword and claimed it as her own, or been claimed by it, she'd been thrown into a number of dangerous situations. She realized she was growing accustomed to it.
I'm Professor Rai.
You're the boss?
I am.
There's no man?
No.
Why would they put a woman in charge?
Reluctantly, Anya released the gold coins she'd found and let them drop back to the seafloor. She marked the spot in her memory as best she could and hoped that she would be able to find them again later. She dropped the snorkel, too, and swam toward the speedboat.
I don't know.
We're here to take your valuables.
Valuables? These are college students. They don't have money. I don't have any money. Nothing more than a few rupees.
Then we'll take their computers and game systems. Never see college students without computers and game systems. Especially American students. And we know you have American students over there. We've heard about you.
Then you probably heard that we were hit by the tsunami last night. We lost everything.
Don't lie to me!
I'm not lying! We're waiting for help to arrive. The helicopter should be here at any time.
If you're waiting for help, you're going to be waiting a while. A lot of villages were hit. They're not going to care about you. You've got a lot of pretty girls. You, come over here.
The man pointed at one of the British students. The young woman stepped back. Two of the young men, one of them Jason Kim, stepped in front of her to protect her.
I told you to get over here! If you don't, I'm going to shoot you through the head and move on to the next girl that catches my eye.
Anya reached the speedboat's starboard side. The craft sat low in the water now that it wasn't moving. She caught hold of the boat's prow just in front of the windscreen. She thought about drawing the sword. It was there, just within her reach. It would be awfully hard to explain, she thought. She decided not to pull the sword into battle unless she had to. If she did need it, getting the weapon would only take a moment. She pulled herself up and out of the water, then into a squat as the boat tilted toward her. Fear thrilled through her as she moved to stand. She was afraid of getting hurt, but mostly she was afraid of getting one of the students or Professor Rai hurt.
What the...
From the corner of her eye, Anya saw the man with the rifle turn toward her. Surprise turned his face slack, but he kept moving. Anya lashed out with a foot and caught the rifle as the man attempted to swing it around. The rounds went wide of their intended mark. The rifle flew out of the man's hands. Anya relaxed her arms and went down in a forward roll. Then she was on her feet again. The gunman was reaching for a pistol tucked in the front of his shorts. Anya spun into a sidekick that caught the man in the face. The kick landed solid, sending the man over the side of the boat as if he'd been fired out of a cannon. Before he hit the water, Anya was already in motion. The other three men swung their weapons in her direction. She jumped up, catching the closest man to the stern on the shoulders. She grabbed hold of the man's shirt and turned her body into a fulcrum as she swung down. When she landed in a crouch behind the man, Anya hooked her hands under the man's arms, pulled him back toward her, and threw him over her head. Anya went on the offensive at once. A quick step to the right put her out of the lead man's sights and profiled him squarely in front of his partner. Anya took up a boxing stance but didn't want to risk further damaging her hands. Instead, she threw Brav Maga elbow punches and knee kicks that collided with the man's face, inner thighs, and groin. He crumpled almost at once. Even with the limited space, Anya executed a perfect spinning back kick to his jaw. The man's head snapped sideways. The last man raised his pistol, trying to point it at Anya. She backhanded the man hard enough to stagger him and plucked the pistol from his hand. Then she delivered a powerful backward blow to the temple. Anya scooped up a pistol one of the men had dropped.